In bhakti yoga, the object is to attain the sweetness of the relationship with the divine. Not the identity with the divine, but sweetness of the relationship with the divine. This is the aim of bhakti yoga. What is the instrument? Instrument is emotion. All emotions are purified, sublimated, exercised, all turn towards the divine. In every emotional movement, there is to be the feeling of the divine presence. And what is the method? Method is a straining of the emotions towards the company of the divine. All emotions are so strained that they are all put into connection with the divine. It is said straining of the emotions because normally our emotions turn towards various objects which are not divine. So to draw them out from their normal coursings and take them, strain them towards the divine, and then secondly, to enjoy the company of the divine, which is only temporary in the beginning, and suffer the long separation which also heightens the aspiration to meet the divine. Until there is a permanent union with the divine. This is the method of bhakti yoga. Yes, even the last verse of this chapter, manmana abhava. Now, this chapter, ninth chapter, synthesizes karma yoga, jnana yoga, and bhakti yoga. All the three yogas are united. So the methods of all the three yogas are to be united. And the object is integral divine, attainment of integral divine. That is to say, to discover the divine with whom you can be identical. To discover the self that is one. To realize that there is only one self everywhere. That is the aim of the Jnana Yoga of the Bhagavad Gita. Realization of the oneness of the self. Secondly, to realize that oneness is consistent with multiplicity. Even though one, it is capable of many, it is capable of all. These two terms are very important. The one that is all, the one that is many.
That is nivasishyasi maiyeva ato dvona samshaya.
Yes.
Can this be termed as non-duality?
The first is non-duality. to see oneself is non-duality. Now, the perception of that one as all and as many is to perceive the manyness of the divine or duality of the divine. I am different from the divine, that is to say, to discover not only the oneness of the divine, but also to see how I am, although one, still I can have relations with him. That is the object of this bhakti yoga in the Gita. It does not divorce, it does not make a conflict. A conflict which is found very often in many philosophies, that if reality is one, it cannot be all. It cannot be many. If it is non-dual, there can't be any duality. Therefore, there is an opposition between the two kinds of philosophies. Dualistic philosophy, non-dualistic philosophy. And there is a qualified dualism. A monism, dualism, qualified monism. There is also dualism that is monism. And there is achintya bheda bhedavada, that is another, which says that the difference between the divine and identity with the divine is of such a nature that they are unthinkable. Achintya, unthinkable. It is one and yet many.